Our next story is about Iran, Iranian music, by way of the UK. Some young expats there are doing non-traditional things with traditional Persian music. Mitra Taj has the story of Ajam.
When you think of Persian music, if you think of something like this, London-based Ajam would like you to think again. There is a culture of Persian rap, but it's not usually accompanied by so many traditional sounds. Percussionist Parham Ajami says it's not just Western audiences surprised by what they hear.
As soon as people in Iran see a traditional instrument, you know, this holy vibe appears out of nowhere, and people, you know, tell the person next to them to be quiet. It doesn't necessarily have to be like that, you know. It's music from Iran for people in Iran. So why couldn't it take different shapes? And our music is taking a rather aggressive shape.
Ajam grew out of a group of university friends with Iranian roots. A couple of members used the name of the band for their last names. Amin Ajami moved to the UK from Tehran when he was 7. He writes and performs most of the band's lyrics and plays the oud. But he wasn't always interested in Iranian music.
Personally, I started music with heavy metal. I used to be in a Metallica cover band, so I almost had an outsider view on Iranian culture. A lot of the Iranian music sounded so diluted for me.
Amin Ajami's mixed background is reflected in the song Harchi Mikhon Began Began. It means let them say what they say, a response to pressure to pick an identity.
The Iranians love to put people into different groupings of, like, you're either this or you're either that. And what I try and say in the song is that this is my identity. You can't say that I'm, like, you know, fully this, or I'm religious, or I'm modern. I can be all of these, and all of these are in me.
Half a dozen musical traditions are mixed into as many songs on Ajam's debut album, Ragzi Mardune.
I mean, if you're Iranian, then this is your culture. Kurdish music, Azeri music, Arabic music, Baluchi music, Khorasani music.
The album is something of a cultural audio tour of Iran. You hear the drums beat during Shiite mourning processions, bells rung during traditional wrestling matches, a chorus sung in Kurdish, Still, the point isn't to preserve the music as it is, Amin Ajami says, but to make it resonate for a younger, more urban audience.
What I always wanted to do is just to find the things that we still love and adapt it to the time. I don't know if that's quite a big claim, but that's what we tried to do anyway.
They offer their songs up on iTunes and Amazon. So while Iranians don't hear Ajam on the radio, they can download their songs from Persian music websites. And soon there'll be more. Ajam is working on their second album. For the world, I'm Mitra Taj.
We have a link where you can download Ajam's music. Just go to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.